This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Kyle's with us, and Kyle, you mentioned Ford and Ford's problem with chips. And you know what? Chips really indicate, what that really means is they have a silicon wafer, and they grow these silicon crystals. And they cut with a very precise machine these little tiny flecks or chips of silicon. And that those chips are then etched, if you will, into integrated circuits. And they're put in a package. And the package has legs, if you will. It looks like little cockroaches. And those would be called integrated circuits. So I call them integrated circuits rather than chips. But the industry calls them chips. The media calls them chips. I call them integrated circuits. And so they contain transistors, resistors, capacitors, etc. So I'm just going to call them integrated circuits. So let's talk about who. Well, that would be Ford, General Motors, and Volkswagen have halted or slowed down production of some vehicles because they can't get the integrated circuits that are in the computers that make their vehicles operate. Okay, so some may be transmission control computers, some may be engine control computers, some may be windshield wiper control computers, some may be headlight computers, some may be climate control, some may be steering and traction control computers. There's as many as 120 computers on some vehicles. Okay, so for example, the Ford Focus, that little tiny puddle jumper, has about 300 integrated circuits or chips. The new Ford electric vehicles have as many as 3,000 integrated circuits. And whoever was in charge of procuring these integrated circuits and specifying these integrated circuits for these computers to be built should be fired in all of these companies, because they all should have said, yo, you mean to tell me if the Chinese just, somebody gets mad, has a bad golf game, and they say, that's it, we're not going to send any more to the United States, we're going to have to shut down Ford and General Motors and other manufacturing? Is that what you're saying? Well, somebody didn't ask that question. So, exactly what Kyle said, we could make these in this country. Who do you think engineered these? Who do you think designed these? We did. We designed them, we created them, and then we taught the Chinese how to make them for us. So we've got how many vehicles? Just Ford, for example. How many vehicles do you think that have already been manufactured but are incomplete? So they need these integrated circuits, which really means that they need the computers to be finished so that the computer can be installed in these vehicles so that they can be started up after they've been lying in the sun for months and months and months and months on these airport, airstrip parking lots. How many do you think there are, class? 100? 1,000? 10,000? Just under 100,000. Can you imagine making almost 100,000 cars to keep the assembly line working and said, shoot, you know, we can't sell them because the windshield wipers won't work because we don't have the windshield wiper computer to finish the car. Or the transmission control computer. Or the engine control computer. Or the traction control computer. Or the climate control computer. Or the computer that runs the interior lighting and the headlights. Or the computer that lets your seat go to the position you need it in order to sit comfortably and safely to drive the vehicle. I'm not exaggerating. The people who have these high-paying jobs have failed us in the United States of America. As you know, I used to design computer systems for the federal government as well as for state governments as well as small corporations and large corporations. And I got to tell you that the bigger the organization, the less people know about more things. What I'm saying is I would go to these government meetings and the people around the conference room table in Washington, D.C. knew less about more things than anybody I ever met. Let me say that again. Less about more things. They knew less about more things. That's an awful commentary. They should know more about more things, not less about more things. But that's the fact of the matter.
You know, Vince, one of the things that I'm sitting here thinking to myself over, and I've thought this for a long time, these complicated and, as far as I'm concerned, stupid designs of having your pickup truck be completely dead in the water because of one failed chip is there's millionaires and billionaires all over the place in this country. If those guys, anybody, had just an inkling of common sense, you would think that a billionaire could come in there and buy out a factory. And I realize that there's a lot of parts that you would have to buy, but could not design. I mean, you could design a vehicle that would get extremely good gas mileage, maybe have one computer that controlled the fuel injection system, and so you could pass the EPA regulations and all of that, and have the rest of it run off of the vacuum advance like they used to, the transmission shift off the vacuum advance. All of those things could be done without this, without all the complications. It looks to me like the door would be wide open for another somebody with some money to come in there and make millions upon millions of dollars by creating a foolproof truck or car or whatever at that point. Have you ever heard of anything like that? I mean, have you ever, I mean, I know there was bunches of other companies that tried it in the big three, kind of put them all out of business, ganged up on them. But I'm thinking nowadays there would be a big opportunity there.
Kyle, the best car I ever owned, I've owned a lot of cars. I've driven some really and owned some really great marquees. I'm talking about Ferrari, Maserati, Lotus, BMW. I mean, great marquees, but they're all complicated. And so the best car I ever owned and still own is a 1996 Mercedes-Benz midsize, an E300D. So E is the executive class. That's a midsize. It's four-door. It's nothing special to look at. It just looks like an old Mercedes. And it has a straight six-cylinder diesel engine. And that thing just works and works. And it's got probably over a quarter of a million miles on it. And it just works. And it's really simple. It has electric windows. And it has an electric seat. It can, you know, move forward and backward. And it has climate control. But it doesn't have anywhere near the computers that a modern vehicle has. Now we have I have a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck. It's a short bed, 6.5 foot bed, and it has a little V6 in it, and it has the minimum amount of computers. So if you want the windows to go up and down, you turn this crank. If you want the locks to lock the doors, you push the lever. If you want carpeting, you're going to have to get in another vehicle because it doesn't have any carpeting. So, and if you want the seat to go forward, there's a little bar that you grab underneath the seat and you push the seat mechanically, you know, by yourself forward or backward. If you want the seat to tilt, there's a lever for that and you push it forward or backward. But you push it. It's manpower, not electronics and computers. And I don't have any problems with these old vehicles because they don't have all of these systems. However, We have customers that come to the shop, and the engine runs lousy, or we have to go pick up their vehicle. Why? Because a crankshaft position sensor failed, and the engine won't run. Why? Because the underhood temperatures of these vehicles has increased from in the 1940s when the engine thermostat was set at 160 degrees, 160, because they didn't use ethylene glycol as a antifreeze. They used alcohol mixed with water, wood alcohol mixed with water, and the wood alcohol would evaporate so at higher temperatures. So they kept the temperature at 160 for the engine. Okay, well, parts lasted a lot longer, typically at 160 degrees, than 180, which was the next level of thermostat temperature. Then it went to 195, and now it's around 205. Water boils at 212. So under the hood of most cars, you've got an engine running just below boiling temperature, and that's normal operating temperature. And there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Like, you can cook these sensors that are all over. And where are the computers mounted that run all of these engines and transmissions? Well, under the hood. So the computers are under the hood baking in 195 to 205 degree temperatures. And it's the dumbest thing you can think of, because the computers get really stupid at 210 degrees. So they're running 5 degrees less than stupid point. No kidding. Who engineers these things? Who designs these things? And most of all, who approves them? Because the guys that approve them and the gals that approve them should all be fired. So we are seeing a plethora of problems relating to sensors, crankshaft position sensors, camshaft position sensors, steering position sensors, wheel rotation sensors, transmission sensors, every kind of temperature sensors, every kind of sensor you can think of, we are seeing problems with. And if you have an old car, you don't have anywhere near the number of these sensors. As I mentioned, the new Ford electric vehicles have as many as 3,000 integrated circuits. 3,000. And they all talk to something. And they talk to each other. And if you think, and if you live in an area like Mahone, Missouri, where they use road salt mixed with beet juice, and you have rust 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, because you went through a puddle of salt water last year, and that salt water is glued to the underside of your vehicle because of the beet juice that's mixed with the salt, so that the salt doesn't run down the side of the road into the storm sewers, so it stays longer, stays on your vehicle longer. So the ground connection, the other half of the connection, you've got the positive wire, the red one, and you've got the black one. The black one goes to the ground in most cases. The ground is the chassis of the car, the frame of the car, the body of the car, etc. So half of the wiring is the ground. And when the salt gets on that screw that's screwed into the sheet metal under your car or under the hood and corrodes, now you have a poor connection and the electricity won't flow properly, and now the computers won't work properly, and your engine doesn't run properly, or the transmission doesn't shift, or your car just flat out won't go. I'm not kidding. This is for real. We see this all the time. And trailers, heck, you know, trailer lights, you know, left turn signal, right turn signal, brake lights, that kind of thing, they quit all the time. Why? Because the trailers go through salt water, and then the corrosion continues from then on through the rest of the life of the trailer. So then the brakes don't work on the trailer, lights don't work on the trailer. It's a plague that has been forced upon us by the county governments. They're buying beet juice to mix with the salt, so y'all can be safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here in class with the world leader in preparedness broadcasting. Kyle's with us. Kyle, any comments about what I said about grounds, the road salt with beet juice, and the computers, and the complexity of vehicles, and how this is a no-win situation? This is only going to get worse.
I totally agree with you, Vince. You know, I was thinking as you were starting to talk about all of the corrosion and everything that happens, other than burnt-out bulbs, grounding in the rear tail lights, for some reason, the grounding issue in the rear tail lights is always the very first thing you look at. You look there, take the rear tail light lens and housing out. And after I check the bulbs, if it's not a burnt out bulb, then I start looking for broken wires and or grounds. Those are two are right there together. Because they just, it is a constant problem, and it's worse on trailers because the wiring on trailers is not nearly as protected as it is in vehicles. Trailers, especially the rear tail lights and stuff like that or any side markers, it doesn't matter. Anything that is exposed to that salt, is going to be, completely just eat away by this. We have salt up here too that they've used, this calcium chloride stuff that they're using around here, which is even more corrosive than salt. They can spray it in a real, you know, fine liquid, and it keeps the intersections, free of ice, better than salt, supposedly. They they spray it all over the place around here, and we have the same problem. You know, vehicles just rust and plumb out and gone. You know, you'll see chunks, especially around the tops of fenders and in the backs of your front fenders on trucks and stuff in particular, seem to collect it. And they just, you'll look and then all of a sudden they're gone. I mean, there's just, they'll rust from the inside out.
If I ever get to the point where I can use tax deductions for paying federal income tax, I'm going to take $800 per vehicle as a vandalism tax deduction, because vandalism is tax deductible. And the reason 800 is that's the number I researched on the internet. That's the annual cost of rust on automobiles that travel the roads. $800 worth of damage per year is caused by rust. And the rust is caused by the insidious spraying of salt mixed with beet juice and calcium chloride to reduce the temperature at which water freezes, so that you can be driving through 25 degree water and it won't freeze as it normally would at 32 degrees. And the reason that we have to do, or the reason that they think, meaning the government thinks it has to do that, is because there's so many stupid people on the roads when they should not be on the roads. So to keep you all from crashing into each other, they spray the salt, which ruins my vehicles. And your vehicles.
Yeah, you would think there would be a... of course, you'd think there would be the basis there for a class action lawsuit, Vince. Against the counties and the... Go ahead.
Well, and I'm very serious, class. If you don't do your own, if you pay taxes, and if you don't prepare your own taxes, you are at a very serious disadvantage. Because what happens is, and I know this because I've taught across the country in-person tax avoidance seminars, and it's absolutely legal to avoid paying taxes. It's legal. Tax evasion is illegal. So if you want to avoid paying taxes, you can not buy things that are taxed. It's as simple as that. Or if you buy it used, the other guy paid sales tax on it. You don't have to if you're buying it at his garage sale. You don't say, okay, so this is $30 for this tool. I really like this tool. How much is the tax on that tool? You know you don't do that because the tax has already been paid to the government the first time. So you need to prepare your own taxes. You need to read Publication 17. It's from the IRS. It's the short version of the rule book, the tax code. And it'll tell you what's tax deductible and what's not. So as a farmer, if I need a pair of blue jeans or three pairs of blue jeans and a pair of leather boots and a leather belt and a knife and a long sleeve shirt and a hat and a pair of safety glasses, that's all tax deductible. Can you say that, class? Can you say that you can buy those things and have it be tax deductible? I can, because they are tax deductible, because I'm a farmer. Y'all ought to get a farm. Like, now. It's like really late now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who is bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violent situation. When he's refusing officers entry, that's going to heighten the officer's concern for the possible victim inside who could be injured or in need of help. So yes, we can enter the residence, and we do not need a search warrant to go in to check on somebody's safety. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month. George Gascon has made it clear that he's an advocate for the criminals. His motto is, if you commit a crime, don't worry about serving time. He lets him go. And to be quite honest with you, Adam Silver and the NBA aren't much better. You know, the NBA should stand for notorious beatings and abuses, because attacks on a police officer's domestic violence, they don't care either. And people need to be held accountable for this. You just can't go around hurting police officers and not be held accountable. It's wrong.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. And, you know, we're talking about how to trace out a wiring problem. Is electricity getting to the bulbs? Is it getting to, you know, through the harness where you think it should be going or not? And there's a tester. We have a bunch of them. They used to be like $3 and, I don't know, a little over $3 a piece. And what they look like is a screwdriver with a clear plastic handle and a wire coming out the top of it, connected to an alligator clamp. And the wire might be 4, 5, 6 feet long, depending, maybe 3 feet, since the Chinese are involved. But with a clamp. And inside the handle is a light bulb that would typically light up at 6 volts to 12 volts. Some of them are 6 to 18 volts. Some of them are 6 to 24 volts, depending on which model you get. And the screwdriver metal part is really not a screwdriver. It's more like a screwdriver shaft with a point on it, kind of like an awl, A-W-L. So it comes to a needle point. And what you do is if you think wire, let's say you want to test the wire for the trailer wiring harness because the light's not lighting up and you've already replaced the bulb and it just doesn't light up. Well, what you can do is you can take this tester. You can find a good ground and put the alligator clamp on the ground. And then the point of that tester will penetrate the insulation of a wire. Just poke a little tiny needle size hole in the wire. So you can actually touch the copper of the wire that's inside the insulation without cutting and stripping the wire. So you're really not going to do much damage. Now what you can do is put a piece of tight electrical tape over that little tiny hole that's going to kind of self-seal anyway. Or you can put liquid electrical tape on that little hole that you put in the wire to prevent it from corroding from road salt. But that's a great tester. And I was looking on eBay. I've got some on the screen. And they are $8.95, so $9, $12, and more. And just get a simple one if you're going to get one. Just get a simple one, just an alligator clip with, if you can get one at 6 volts, 12 volts, and 24 volts, that would probably be the best option for covering most of the bases. And you can get the ones that are digital. I would not get the digital one because what do you need it for? All you want to know is electricity going through it, and you'll be able to tell by the light. So simple is, in my world, that's what I do. As simple as possible. You know, crank up windows, manually adjustable seats, you know, things like that. I kind of like that the best because then you don't have the complexity to go wrong. You really don't. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I got a couple. So if you don't want to poke a hole in the wire and you're dealing with trailers in particular, you take the bulb out that you just put in there and you do the same thing with the ground, and you should be able to touch one or two. There'll be one or two little tiny ports, if you will, or little bumps inside the bulb socket, and you can hook the wire, your probe. You can touch them, and if it's hot, that's what, then you know the bulb's bad. If it doesn't, then you got to start tracing into the wires, like Vince said. But you definitely want to plug up those little tiny holes. I have seen those corrode plumb in two after a matter of a couple, 3 years. And then you got to cut out a whole chunk of wire, to do that. But could I change the subject just a little bit, Vince, being as you are the financial survival economist there as logo?
Well, yeah, as they claim, yeah. But one other thing, just about these light bulbs. Well, class, I always use, and I believe Kyle does too, something called dielectric grease. And dielectric grease kind of has about the consistency of Vaseline, except it's very, very clear. Vaseline might be more yellowish. This is very clear, and it's really slippery. And what I do is I take a Q-tip, and we have several tubes of dielectric grease. It's about $6 or $7 for a 3 or 4 ounce tube. And I just squeeze out a tiny bit, like the amount that, of a, less than a pea. Okay. And I put it on the Q-tip and I put it on the contacts of the bulb and around the base of the bulb if it happens to be a brass base. The modern light bulbs don't have brass bases. I'm talking about tail lights, trailer lights, and things like that. So if you put it on the wires or the contacts of the bulb and the socket, that dielectric grease will prevent most of the corrosion that you would experience if you didn't put that dielectric grease on there. So for $6 or so for a tube of this, it'll last, you know, most people a lifetime if you don't smash it in the toolbox. You know, mine typically lasts maybe 10 years of my use, but with customers, a tube might last a year. So I suggest you consider that. Kyle, do you use that as well?
I do. All the time, yep. I must have at least three or four tubes of it because I like to have it in my toolbox that I carry in my car. I have one that I carry that I have in my shop, and then I just have an extra tube of it just sitting on the shelf because I want to make sure that I've got that all the time.
Now, if you feel,
go ahead,
Class, if you feel industrious and you think you ought to put this on your Edison-based light bulbs in your kitchen fixtures, absolutely not. This is
right.
Only for 12-volt low-voltage applications. When I say low voltage, I'm thinking 12 volts or so. Now, a car battery is 13.2 volts. That's called 12 volts. So around 12 volts, 13, 14 volts, fine. Other than that, you do not want to have dielectric grease on an alternating current connection, only direct current, you know, car battery kind of thing. Okay, your next topic, Kyle.
Yeah, just a, you know, you were talking about taxes and finances and different things like that. This should be breaking news all over everywhere on the main news section, all over the place. I don't know if you have heard of this yet, Vince, but this lady named Saule, Saul Omarova, Omarova. She looks like a poster child for the Chinese Communist Party, but she is fixing to be tapped by the Biden administration to run the office of the Comptroller of the Currency as soon as this week. And she has already said she wants to get rid of consumer banking and move everything to the Federal Reserve and get rid of all private institutions and make the Federal Reserve the only bank you can use. So can you imagine turning, they already control the other banks, but now they're going to actually be able to move everything to own the other banks and complete absolute control of our financial system, I mean, turned over to this one world entity. I don't know if you've heard about that, but if people pull her up, she really seriously looks like a poster child for the Chinese Communist Party. I can't even believe that the senators are not throwing a hissy fit over this. Have you heard of this?
Let me address it this way. There is a there's another cataclysmic event looming overhead, and it could wipe out nearly 6 million jobs, and that's for those who have jobs. Right? And Moody's, the Moody's Analytics, has said that the nation's unemployment rate will go from 5.4 to 9%. Well, first of all, we don't have an unemployment rate of 5.4%, at least in my mind. I think our unemployment rate is like 20 to 25%. That's my number. Now, it doesn't agree with just about everybody else. It's just my number. And so what we're facing is a default on debt payments by the federal government because we're going to run out of money. And the Congress has to approve a raising of the debt ceiling. The next fiscal year starts October 1. That's when we run out of money. And Social Security will be impacted, just about everything. And they're saying that this could be like a recession. A recession. This will be a massive depression. Because what's happened, this is all my mind, and this comes with my studying for 6 years in finance and economics. You know, that studying that they gave me a sheepskin for, the one that when the university calls me, I ask, this is about my refund, right? You know, for my degrees. Because I don't understand economics. I mean, I have a document that says, or a couple documents that say, I should, but I don't, because it's all manipulated. So, you know, when things like this happen, the stock market goes up. How is that possible? Okay, gold goes down. How is that possible? Silver goes down. It's not possible. So it's all manipulated. So if this happens, people are going to lose their jobs. Thousands and thousands of government employees will lose their jobs, which I think is a good thing. I think we don't need them anyway. So we're looking at, well, not thousands, we're looking at millions of jobs. We're looking at unemployment. Stock prices will collapse probably by a third, maybe by half. So people are going to lose a fortune. Poor Bill Gates, poor Jeff Bezos, those guys are going to lose a fortune. Elon Musk is going to lose a fortune. Now, I feel really bad for him, but I think it's necessary. We just cannot increase the debt ceiling, because what happens is that allows the government to just release more and more Federal Reserve notes, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars, FRAUD, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars. So as they release more, the price of everything goes up. And I told you that the price of a tire went from $65 for a trailer tire to over $100 in a couple months. Yeah, just one example. You can't get the products you want. You want to buy baking soda? Lots of luck. Lots of luck. Baking soda used to be about 15 cents a box. Now it's about just under a dollar. So the price of everything has gone up, up, up. And so what do you do? That's really the question, because this is USA Prepares. I would suggest that, and I could be wrong, that you consider having some cash. Because Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist may lock down the banks. We have no idea what that guy's going to do. Because he changes his mind as often as he changes his depends. You can't tell what this guy's going to do. He gives bad signals. He gives bad information. And he lies. He's a plagiarist. So you can't put any faith in anything he or any of his administration say, including the press secretary. That poor gal's got the worst job on the planet. She has to lie for a living and then cover up her lies and try to remember which lie covered up which lie, which covered up which lie. And then we have an AWOL vice CEO, you know, the gal who, boy, that gal, I wonder if she's narcoleptic. She slept so much. I wonder if she's narcoleptic. So anyway, this U.S. default would wipe out a lot of jobs in the millions, like 6 million at least. So what do you do? I think you ought to have some cash on hand. What does that mean? Well, that means you sit around the lunch table today and you say, well, how much should we take out of the bank in cash? How much? Because Jumpin' Joe wants a record of anything over $600. That's coming. That's coming soon. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pickup truck. And that Chevrolet pickup truck has an automatic transmission. It's a 2004 model with a V6 engine. And I've got a full-size hitch on it, so I can pull a trailer with it. And it comes with the truck from GM comes with a transmission cooler. And what happens is the automatic transmission fluid gets hot as the transmission works, as it shifts, etc. And the greater the load, the hotter the transmission gets. So when you're pulling a heavier load, the transmission works harder and gets hotter. Now, I'm going to give you some temperatures, and I'm going to tell you some average miles before failure. This is typical, okay? So at 175 degree transmission fluid temperature, a transmission might last about 150,000 miles before needing to be rebuilt at 175 degree transmission fluid temperature. At 200 degrees, it drops down to 80,000 miles. At 225 degrees, it drops down to maybe 35,000 miles. At 250 degrees, it drops down to about 20,000 miles. At 275 degrees, it drops down to maybe 7,000 miles. At 300 degrees, it drops down to less than 2,000 miles. And at 325 degrees, it drops down below 500 miles. Not 500,000, not 50,000, 500 miles. So what I did was I installed a transmission cooler. About $50. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, is the brand. And it installs right in front of your radiator. And typically it comes with some mounting hardware and some rubber hoses. And you simply cut one of the lines going into your radiator, the return line to the transmission. You cut that, and you have to figure out which one is which. And you can find that out on the Internet. And you install this cooler, and you can drop the temperature of your automatic transmission fluid. Mine was measured at 128 degrees. So the lowest that most transmissions seem to run is around 175 degrees. Mine runs around 128, maybe hits 134 at the most. And that's because I put a transmission cooler on it. Can General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and Dodge, and all those, Toyota, could they put extra transmission coolers on? Absolutely. Do they? No, they don't. And, I mean, they have transmission coolers, but they could put bigger ones on, but they don't. So, in this quest with the accountants trying to save money and drive profits to the shareholder, the one who bears the brunt of the failures is the customer. Kyle, any quick comments?
Well, that's exactly what happens with everything. And I've just got one other last comment, folks. Vince and I have, and Rich and a whole bunch of other people have been telling you for years that you better prepare. But I've got a quote. I've got something I'm going to tell you. You better prepare for war. Because I'll tell you what, if what happens that Vince just talked about in the last segment about people being broke and out of work and hungry and all of these things come to a head this winter, it's going to look like The Walking Dead. You are going to have people stealing, robbing, killing. They say violent assaults and murders are up 29% over this last year. In the entire country. I have a friend of mine who has a contact in the State Department, Vince. Did you know that 40% of these quote unquote Afghan interpreters can't speak English that they let into this country?
Yes. And we're letting Haitians in, without being tested for diseases because they're only going to be here a while. Not a long time, according to Chlamydia Harris.
Yeah, right. Anyway, folks, you better prepare for war, and your time is running out so fast you can't even fathom it.
Okay, the last thing I wanted to cover was stupidity. And so, Class, you don't have to do stupid things. You really don't. You don't have to drive, unless it's an absolute emergency, you don't have to drive when it's snowing. It's just taking additional risks that you probably don't need to take. It's rough on your car. It puts you in a really dangerous position. So in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this guy runs a hot air balloon. And two couples decide that they're going to go for a ride. One of them is an assistant principal. So we've got Susan at 65 years, John at 61 years old, Mary at 59, and Martin at 62. The guy who is flying the hot air balloon is, I believe he's 62. The only problem was he was high on marijuana and cocaine and flew this hot air balloon into power lines, which severed the ropes, lines, etc., and the basket that they were all riding in crashed down and they all died. Now, was it a necessity for them to get in this hot air balloon, or was this just a cool thing to do? What I'm telling you is you don't need to go on rides. You don't need to go on roller coasters. You don't need to go on these skylines. You don't need to do these things. Because if you do, you can die from it. And it's just beyond stupid. I'm sorry they died. But they put themselves in that basket. They really did. I don't think anybody put a gun to their head and said, you'll get in this basket and fly this balloon. I think they just did it on their own stupidity. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us today. I look forward to being with you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.